show.
We would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Carter Slager, 2 minute minor for slashing at 10:37. Badgers get their second power play, leading 1-0.
Pretty dismal effort in the first power play unit, to be honest with you. So we'll see what happens, but I guarantee you they're going to be shooting a lot more.
You would hope so. Simplify things. Badgers in their first power play had only one shot on goal. And Notre Dame able to send it all the way down, so Wisconsin will start from its own end. Ben Dexheimer up the middle. He'll drop it off for David Cilia. Cilia left wing, Bantle near the wall. He'll throw it to the corner. Cilia after it there. Cycled back behind the net. Intended for DeSaint. Foul cut off by Slagert. Loose puck picked up by Bantle now. Chopped out towards the front of the net and cleared by Ryan Seedham. And McClellan out of his net. Lead Feedy threw it off of Dexheimer and went to the corner.
Thought we were going to have another Daniel Lotch situation.
Oh, remember that? Yes.
Scoring your own open net.
Here's Dexheimer now. Left wing, Bantle across the line. And he'll throw it in and made contact with Boltman, who went down big time. Badgers D same foul to the point now. Dexheimer thought about shooting. Instead, Lucius. Lucius hash marks right. Back to Dexheimer. Left wing. Here's Cilia's shot. That's stopped by the sliding Bischel. Cilia set up with a blast from the left side. Good hold by David Cilia. Here's Dexheimer now. His shot that went over the outstretched glove of Bischel to the corner. Lucius has it. Badgers Kunis power play for another 50 seconds. Trying to add to a 1-0 lead. Back past Cilia. Cross ice. Here's a shot by Dexheimer. Loose puck picked up. Oh, Lucius with a yawning net. Threw one towards the cage off the stick of Bavaro and high. Oh, that would look like a layup for Lucius. Dexheimer, Cilia backside, Lucius looking, tried to shoot one in front, he did. Oh, rebound attempt, and Cilia with a backhand missed the net. Lucius again, and now it's played out by Danny Nelson, who got hooked and fell down by Lucius. No penalty called. Oh, great chances for Wisconsin on that power play.
At least they're getting the opportunities. Yep. That's one step in the right direction.
Yep. Dexheimer drops it back in the Wisconsin zone to Finley, using his speed off to the left. He goes to the corner, dumps it in, chased it down, moves it back to Tassi, to the point now Palatichuk. Badgers power play has expired, but they have possession, and Palatichuk with a wrister out high, skipped it through the low slot. Whitelaw now to Tassi, back to Whitelaw, centering pass Finley. He took a swing and couldn't make contact with the puck as Mastro Domenico got in the way. And it's back into the Wisconsin zone now. 1-0 Badgers, 7 minutes left in the second period.
Well, the transition by Notre Dame has really been effective.
Now here's a chance to the right of McClellan, who kicks out his right pad on a ricochet. Still 1-0 Wisconsin. Good hit by Tassi on the near side. Whitelaw knocking Seedham down as well. Kerr able to muscle the puck out to center. Notre Dame now with it. Landon Slagert over skates and then whacked by Tassi. Too strongly icing called on the Badgers. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today.
Broken stick down behind the Notre Dame net. Goaltender, I'm not sure which team that even belongs to be honest with you.
Nate LaPointe just waved it off and said that's Notre Dame stick.
No, I don't need that.
Notre Dame takes a timeout. We'll take one as well. 6:32 left in the second. 1-0 Wisconsin. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Get your home ready for big game get-togethers. Now, during Menards Super Sale, save big on party supplies, including folding tables and chairs, grills, slow cookers, party cups, plates, tableware, and trash bags, plus super deals on food and beverages. Choose from assorted varieties of lots of matzo pizzas, two for just $11. Assorted flavors of 16-ounce Snapple just $4.99 for a six-pack. Score big savings now during Menards Super Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Wisconsin with a 1-0 lead on Notre Dame. 6:32 left in the second period. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Ryan Posicki and Perrin here at the Kohl Center in Madison. A 1-0 Wisconsin lead, skating 5-on-5. Faceoff to the left of Kyle McClellan. Offensive zone faceoff for Notre Dame. Interesting that Notre Dame Wisconsin actually took its timeout after an icing. Badgers with a defensive zone faceoff can't get it off the glass and out, so they'll drop the puck again.
I found it quite bizarre. Yeah. At this point in the game. Granted, it's 1-0. Every second counts. Every shift that doesn't have fresh people counts. All the rest of those things that you want to talk about. But the fact of the matter being, it is a bizarre time. It's not a typical time to take a timeout. Let's put it that way.
Yep. Fitzgerald, Finley, Horbach on the ice. So Mike Hastings again shuffling things a bit with his forward lines. Notre Dame wins the faceoff. Slager tied up. Double team put it to the corner. Lodge took a hit and then took a hit with a stick of Moynihan. Notre Dame won the puck though. Knubel bumped a bit by Kerr. Cycles to the defenseman Bavaro. Put it to the low right and McClellan on his knees made the stop on a backhand shot by Moynihan.
Yeah, he's a little... He didn't have much time or much space to get that shot off. But when it comes off a backhander and it kind of bobbles up in the air,
ooh,
that's like getting short hopped at shortstop. It's not the easiest thing to do. And you look like a complete fool if you don't make the save. But on the same token, it's a dangerous shot.
Patrick Moynihan, 8 goals, 17 points in his only year with Notre Dame. Spent 4 years at Providence where he had 37 goals and 71 points for the Friars. Jeff Jackson changed his forward line and brought out Carter Slagert with Davis and Fleming. And now Wisconsin loses the faceoff, actually iced the puck, and lost possession and a faceoff back in the Badgers zone. Things have slowed down appreciably here in Madison. They 4-2 comfort behind win for the Badgers last night. Just 1 goal so far tonight. 34 combined shots on goal with 6 minutes left in the second.
And again, when the game gets choppy and fatigue sets in, whistles are much more common.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not much flow. That breakneck pace that we saw in the first period of going end-to-end by everybody, not going to happen here in the second.
Notre Dame won the offensive zone faceoff. Trevor Janicki out with Danny Nelson and Brennan Ali. Second line on the Irish line chart. Puck came free as Ali was tied up by Schulz. Tassie outlet to Cilia. Pass to the left wing, intercepted by Mastro Domenico. Right-handed defenseman shoots one at McClellan. Made the stop, bobbled the rebound, but then covered as Janicki was quickly on his way towards the net. 5:35 left in the second. 1-0 Wisconsin. William Whitelaw scored 6 minutes in. That's been it.
Yeah, it's been kind of a drought for both teams, to say the least. And I've just got this gut feeling is that as the season keeps going, you're going to see more games. 2-1, 3-2. Everybody knows what everybody else is doing, and you're able to put together a game plan that will match people.
Wisconsin won the defensive zone faceoff. Good breakout, Palatichuk to Stramel. Now Mellenbacher, who throws it in. Behind the net, Bischel. kind of toying with Sawyer Scholl. Reversed the puck far side and out through center it comes. Now Ben Dexheimer back for the Badgers in his own end. Good escape move with Ali forechecking him. It clanked off the glass and rolling down to the Notre Dame zone. Another icing on Wisconsin. Hey, if you're out of town and can't find a station with a game, listen to every Wisconsin men's hockey game and the Wisconsin Hockey Hour on the Varsity Network app, available for free at the App Store.
I was just looking over at the box with the alumni over there. A lot of guys taking a nap. At their age, they got to take their nap about 7 after.
It is the 75th season of Wisconsin hockey, and actually Wisconsin hockey, though, started 100 years ago. Notre Dame delayed offside. Yeah, 100 years ago, actually, was the start of Wisconsin hockey. Actually, hockey at the UW dates back to as early as 1892. The first formal intercollegiate program began in the 1921-22 campaign. And then partly because of the Great Depression, but the lack of an indoor ice facility, the program went by the wayside in 1935, didn't return until 1963, so therefore the time lost in between. But 100 years of Wisconsin hockey, 75 seasons of Wisconsin hockey, so many great names, teams, players, coaches, memories, right?
Yeah, it's as you get older, and I'm up there with all the rest of them, memories are about all you've got left.
Wisconsin out of its own end. Bantle's long-range pass, angled intended for Whitelaw off the stick of Bavaro and out of play. And then Bavaro getting a little physical with the freshman Whitelaw. William didn't like it, and the redhead got a little hot, pushed him back, and now the linesman have to separate things. You know, there's a gentleman by the name of Craig P. Nelson who has written a book about the 100 years of Wisconsin hockey. Seasons on Ice, he has titled it, The Birth of Wisconsin Badger Hockey by Greg P. Nelson. Get a chance and take a look.
That's not the guy who was coach, was it?
No, that's Craig T. Nelson.
Oh, sorry.
He's also known for his poltergeist fame, right?
Yep.
Faceoff coming up at center. 4:44 left here in the second. Still 1-0 Badgers. Wisconsin won the faceoff. Here's Palatichuk. Left wing pass to Jack Horbach off his skate. Kicked it right back to Palatichuk. And then Palatichuk runs into DeSaint foul. And now Notre Dame's got the puck. And Hunter Strand will bank it off the wall out to center. Look out behind everybody was Harry Nelson, the defenseman. But the pass not on target. Otherwise, he would have had a breakaway on Kyle McClellan as DeSaint foul was laid on the back pressure. Now Strand off the wall. Tried to work through two Badgers and lost the handle. Chipped to the near wall. Justin Janicki just got drilled by Christian Fitzgerald. We play on. Fitzgerald went hard. Basically a forearm shiver into Janicki's body. He went into the wall pretty hard, but no penalty called. And now Notre Dame will throw it deep. Fitzgerald again. This time he making contact with Harry Nelson. Mike Hastings and his staff love the bumps. They talk about it all the time. And now a whistle and a penalty coming up. And it's going to be on Notre Dame's Nelson.
Yeah, I think it is. And I'm not 100% sure what actually transpired, because as I was watching the puck go down the center zone, the referee had his hand in the air.
Notre Dame number 12 commits for roughing.
Roughing on Harry Nelson.
Must have, Tassie must have gotten his ear too.
I think it was Fitzgerald. They were going at it pretty good at neutral ice. And in fact, when Nelson approached the referee like, it's on me, Fitzgerald skated right by him, said something to him. Nelson didn't seem to like it too much. Third Kunis power play of the night for the Badgers. First one not so good. Second one a ton of chances, just didn't convert.
Correct.
And now DeSaint foul, Celia, Bantle, Lucius, and Dexheimer again. Face off to Bischel's left. 1-0 game here in Madison. It'd be nice if the linesman Dan Cohen would drop the puck sometime soon. Cole Knubel got tired of it and just pulled away from the faceoff circle. David Cilia did as well. How much time are you going to give him? Drop the puck or give him a warning. He drops the puck. Notre Dame wins the draw. Irish have won 18 of the 34 faceoffs tonight, and they'll send it all the way down. Power play for the Badgers. Kyle McClellan casually playing the puck to the left of his net and kept it away from Knubel. And now Wisconsin's Dexheimer up out of his own end. Sweeps it left side to Bantle. Tried to walk around Mastro Domenico, and he took the puck from Bantle and then cleared it up into the Badger bench. 1:36 left in the power play. 3:18 to go in the second. 1-0 Badgers.
And it's got to be a quick change here. This line in particular, this unit of the power play, having more difficulty getting into the zone than anything. As you'll notice, Notre Dame is going with what they call a 1-3, where they just stack three guys across the blue line. The top forward just chases the puck to try and funnel them towards the boards. And it was successful on both of the times that the Badgers tried to get into the offensive zone.
Badgers win the faceoff in the offensive zone. Pilatichuk left wing. It's Fitzgerald, the left-hander, put it towards the front of the net off the stick of Tassiou. Got knocked down by Boltman, and Notre Dame able to clear. Good look that time. Good play getting Tassiou low to the right of Bischel, but Simon couldn't handle the feed, and then he went down in the Irish. Cleared it out. Still a minute 10 to go on the power play. Finley drop at the point. Whitelaw sends it deep. Bounces to the stick of Fitzgerald. Out to the blue line. Now Pilatichuk. Right circle. It's Tassie. Taps back Fitzgerald. Straight away Pilatichuk. Left wing Finley. Backside right for Fitzgerald off a stick or two. Fitzgerald able to retrieve. Now Finley left circle. His shot into the glove of the kneeling goaltender Bischel. And he hangs on. And then after the whistle, one of the Badgers, Whitelaw, got roughed up near the Notre Dame cage by Danny Nelson. And now Tassie is yapping again, this time with Jake Boltman, it appears.
That's the second or third time that Whitelaw has been involved with somebody after the play. Just gave him a little shot, and then they turn around. And yeah, the initial shot was given by Whitelaw. The second cross-check came from a Notre Dame player. And again, this is going to keep going on and on until the referees have had enough of it, and they're going to say, okay, both you yahoos, into the penalty box.
51 seconds left in the Nelson roughing penalty. Badgers win the faceoff. Dexheimer chopped it to the corner. Now sending it right back out to Dexheimer. Dexheimer walks the line, shoots one, trickling puck wide right. DeSaint Foul trying to dig it free and does for Cilia. Pulls it off the wall. He turns Knubel around, and now Wisconsin's Lucius. Hash marks right to the goal line he goes. Lucius, what's he going to do? Put it in front. Bounces into midair, and Dexheimer then couldn't hold the zone after Notre Dame attempted to clear. Badgers touch up. They've got the puck. Sauce ahead, DeSaint Foul. Maddie's got it. Banks it out to the right point. Lucius swings it left side. Cilia. Cilia pulls the trigger. Shot may have hit Bantle in front and gobbled up by Drew Bavaro. Shorthanded Notre Dame. 3-on-2.
Attaboy,
Cruz.
Play
by Lucius. Back pressure. Back checking. Able to get his stick in the way, preventing a lead feed. And now Cilia cleared it out to center, but fresh out of the box, Harry Nelson. He intercepted and carried it to the Badger line. Now Wisconsin's got it onside. Lucius tried to toe pull Mastro Domenico. He stuck out his right foot and took the puck away. Mastro Domenico with it. Comes across the line. Backside pass. Oh, off the stick of Harry Nelson. Couldn't collect it and shoots. Leaves it in the corner now. DeSaint Foul. 1:18 to go in the second. 1-0 Wisconsin. Badgers 0-3 on the power play tonight.
Yeah, not nearly as many golden opportunities as there were in power play number two.
Cares out there with Lodge. Stramel joined by Scholl and Mellenbacher. Stramel pitched it to the corner. He retrieves. Whips it around to the point in Lodge. He bumps it off the end boards towards the front of the net. Bischel put his stick down to deflect it behind the cage. Stramel went down. Scholl reaching for the puck. Instead, Seedham now taps it ahead to Justin Janicki. His outlet pass knocked down by Kerr, and he'll throw it back deep. Off the end boards.
This line has dumped the puck in and went and gotten it probably three times in a row now.
Yeah.
There's some big boys out there.
Yeah, Stramel, good size at 6'3", 215. Mellenbacher, 6'2", 198. Scholl, 6'2", 190. Drop pass Janicki, backside right. Carpenter knocked down. No place to shoot the puck. Janicki wide open, but gave it up. 14 seconds left. 3-on-1 for the Badgers. 2-on-right. Pilatichuk, low right. Pass by Horbach. Back to Dick. Off the stick of Bischel. No shot on goal. Horbach walks off the wall backside. Here's Dexheimer. Oh, he shot it behind Bischel but missed the target. And the horn sounds, ending the period. A 3-on-1, no shot on goal, and then a chance low right, and Dexheimer's bid off the mark. 1-0. Wisconsin leads Notre Dame after two periods of play. We'll return in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Your nationally ranked Wisconsin men's basketball team is gearing up to face Big Ten opponents in Madison, and we need you to help bring the energy to the Kohl Center. Secure your tickets now, as inventory is limited. For more information and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a men's hockey game this season. One lucky winner will receive four game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. 1-0 Wisconsin leads Notre Dame after two periods of play. It was 1-0 after one as well. William Whitelaw, the lone goal tonight, that came at the 6-minute mark of the first period from Tyson Dick and Joe Palatichuk. Second period of play, both teams with 9 shots on goal. Both goaltenders perfect in that period. Ryan Bischel for Notre Dame, Kyle McClellan for Wisconsin. Badgers had 2 power plays in that second period, unable to convert. They're 0-for-3 tonight. Boy, you click on that power play and maybe you get a little breathing room from this Notre Dame squad. But this, you know, games like tonight, this is kind of late season, late regular season stuff. You're so accustomed to your conference foes, and this is the way Notre Dame plays, and you just got to find a way.
Yeah, you do, and it's interesting that you brought up the fact that if the Badgers had better opportunities, more opportunities, whatever, on the power play, it would be the difference in the game. And I can look back in the 10 years that I was an assistant here and the 5 years that I was a player and then coming back and just watching the great teams found a way to get that much-needed goal, whether it was shorthanded, power play, whatever.
Yep.
And that last 45 seconds of the second period reminded me of what I remember the most about Badger hockey, and that being is that there was just a shot of adrenaline. People are beating their opponent one-on-one on the with the puck. Every little tip-in chip shot has an opportunity to get to the net because you're going that extra mile, making that extra effort. And that wasn't, for either team, wasn't even there in the first 18 minutes of the second period.
Mm-hmm. But finally it showed up.
Yeah.
Badgers lead 1-0. Second intermission here at the Kohl Center. We'll return in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Well, Minnesota shut out Penn State tonight 3-0. Aaron Hughlin, a couple of goals for the Gophers. Second straight shutout for goaltender Justin Close. Minnesota in third place in the Big Ten. Right now, 3 points behind Wisconsin. The Badgers with 2 games in hand on the Gophers. Also, coming up shortly, it's Michigan State and Michigan at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. The duel at the D. Spartans going for a series sweep of the Wolverines after a 5-1 win last night in Ann Arbor. Again, Wisconsin 5 points behind Michigan State for first place in the Big Ten with 2 games in hand. And after this series against Michigan, Michigan State idle next weekend while the Badgers go to Columbus to play Ohio State. And if things go well there, all of a sudden Wisconsin could be in first place with 4 games left.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda. Yeah. That would be the way to look at it from there. But I just looking through the out-of-town scoreboard for both Friday and Saturday, I can't believe now that everybody is locked into their interleague play, so to speak.
Yeah.
3-2, 4-3,
right.
Overtime, 2-2, 3-2. Yeah, there's some parity in college hockey that I haven't seen in a lot of years.
Yep, fun to watch. Here the Badgers lead Notre Dame 1-0. Third period's coming your way in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
To you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Badgers coming back on the ice. Brian Posicki and Perrin here at the Kohl Center. A 1-0 Wisconsin lead. No surprise, too, Ian. We were talking about how tight conference games are when you get to February and March. All season long, this Wisconsin team has been solid defensively and again here tonight.
Yeah, and it's a philosophy that was brought in by the new coaching staff. And I think a few of the players have tried to buck it, but when they see that it's successful, it appears to me that 99% of those people over there skating right now have bought into the philosophy and the culture of Mike Hastings, and I've got a feeling that it's exactly the same for people who come in and play for Jeff Jackson. If you don't buy into my philosophy, you're not going to play. So it's they're in the production game.
Yep.
And so if they can produce a winner by doing it their way, which the Badgers have shown they can with 21 wins this season, it's hard to buck that philosophy.
Only 8 times out of 29 games this season, the Badgers have allowed 3 or more goals. They held Minnesota to 3 last weekend. Gophers won in overtime. Then the Badgers won a shootout against Minnesota. Last night, Wisconsin won 4-2, leading 1-0 here. Simon Tassie and Landon Slaggart jousting for position behind the linesman, Dan Cohen, who was ready to drop the puck. And Tassie, I think, thought he had some leverage with Slaggart, and Slaggart kind of pulled the rug out from underneath him, and Tassie almost wiped out. We're underway here in the third period. Both teams at full strength, and a whistle and a delayed offside on Wisconsin. 7 seconds in, they'll drop the puck at neutral ice. Again, shots on goal 22-16 in favor of the Badgers. Just one goal tonight. Freshman William Whitelaw from Tyson Dick and Joe Palatichuk at the 6-minute mark of the opening period.
Slaggart and Tassie get to do it again.
Celia lost the faceoff to Knubel. Now a steal by Wisconsin's Tassie, and a backhanded shot goes off the glass to the far side. Lucius kept it alive. Sent it low. It was on Tassie's stick. He lost it. Lucius has it. Blind pass back to Tassie. Intercepted by Notre Dame's Moynihan. Now Slaggart, big left-hander. Off to his right, defended by Lodge. Try to get a backhander on goal. No luck. Slaggard still had it, though. Bavaro now whistles one down low right. Turnaround shot by Mastro Domenico. Blocked. Tassi without his stick. Mastro Domenico again. Blocked. Picked up by Daniel Lodge. Tried to play it over the top of Knubel, but off the body of Knubel. He's now got the puck. Notre Dame with pressure in the Badgers' zone. Cilia, though, in the right spot to kick the puck to his stick. Can't clear. Took a bad bounce off the glass, but then it's thrown right back Cilia's way. He skates it out to center. Cruz Lucius. He'll take the ice in front of him. Lucius with a whistle.
Yeah, one too many.
Yep.
One too many stick handles.
Offside called on Wisconsin, and now pushing and shoving afterwards. There was a delayed offside. The whistle blew. Lucius shot the puck. Mastro Domenico blocked it. He went down, and then Danny Nelson not happy with Lucius. And then Dexheimer came in to protect his teammate. I think we're going to get coincidental minors here.
I would hope so.
Lucius, you know, it's a cardinal rule. The whistle blows, you don't shoot the puck after the whistle blows. Lucius did, but the Irish didn't like it. And they're going to match up penalties. Unsportsmanlike penalties on Wisconsin's Dexheimer. And for Notre Dame, I think they're taking Danny Nelson. They are.
Correct. And Dexheimer, pretty pivotal in four-on-four hockey, to say the least, as far as the Badgers are concerned. He kind of is the quarterback of all the special team stuff. So it'll be Borlicki and Palatichuk with Finley and Fitzgerald. There's some speed out on the ice tonight.
Four-on-four for the next 2 minutes. Dexheimer and Danny Nelson, coincidental minors at 102. Badgers have the puck for Licky with Palatichuk, as Ian mentioned. Finley right up the center circle. Down the middle he comes. He shoots one off the stick of Fisher and out of play. The St. Louis Blues draft choice in good position defensively.
Well, it's interesting when you talk to players about 4-on-4 and 3-on-3. The one thing that they do say is that it's so much more individualized because you're not looking to make a pinpoint pass or get a deflection or whatever it is. You're looking to get a shot on goal, and that's about it. Just to beat the guy across from you. It's as true to one-on-one hockey as there can be.
Fitzgerald wins the faceoff, but it comes out of his reach out near the blue line and gathered in by Justin Janicki. Janicki with two assists last night, four in his last three games. Here's Hunter Strand, his line mate, into the attacking zone, forced out by Mike Vorlicki, man-to-man on him. Mike needs a change, and the change now comes as Daniel Lodge replaces him. Here's Janicki off the near side wall. It's the defenseman, Boltman, closed off by Fitzgerald. Puck slides to the far corner. Janicki and Palatichuk. Janicki got there first. Palatichuk leapt over him to try to get to the biscuit. No luck. Notre Dame holds. Strand now, right wing, pressured by Lodge. Puck now to Janicki. Steps to his right. Turning around and throws one off a skate to the left of McClellan. Almost on goal. That was just a wild ricochet. And then McClellan takes the puck off the end boards and covers for a faceoff. 53 seconds left of the matching minors. Still 1-0 Wisconsin. 2:09 into the third.
McClellan wasn't ready for it. Wasn't expecting that type of a deflection. But I think it went off of Christian Fitzgerald, to be honest with you. A Badger player who was way out past the top of the circle. So that gave McClellan some time to make that save.
Face off to McClellan's left. Knubel for Notre Dame. Cilia for Wisconsin. A warning on David Cilia. Sills has now won 10 of 18 faceoffs here tonight. Matthew D. St. Foul protects and drops it back to Scholes. Scholes and Kerr defensively with Cilia and D. St. Foul. 40 seconds left in the 4-on-4. D. St. Foul tries to sidestep. Bavaro did. Hands off to Kerr, skates it deep. Then D. St. Foul lifted the stick of Bavaro, but lost the puck, and Slaggart's now got it for Notre Dame. Taps ahead Knubel. Slaggart joins the rush with Knubel. Far side, Bavaro. Wide open left circle. Comes in, shoots one. That's blocked. Cilia's got it now. And now D. St. Foul with him 2-on-2. Cilia to our left. Tries to dangle slot. Drop pass intended for D. St. Foul. Got knocked free, but Maddie chased it down to the corner. 5 seconds left, 4-on-4. Here's Vorlicki now. Steps through the body of Bavaro. Goal line right behind the net. Vorlicki with its slot is shot blocked. Badgers and the Irish back at full strength. 3:08 gone by here in the third. Here's a Badgers. Dick across the line. His shot canceled out with a stick by the backpedaling defenseman Mastro Domenico. Bantle tied up by Boltman. Swooping in was Knubel to take the puck. Trying to work around Polanichuk, and Joe just stepped in front of him and took it away. Now on the rush, Polanichuk, he lost the puck. Knubel's still back in the Wisconsin zone. He's got a touch up. And Notre Dame dumps it in and gets a change. 1-0 Wisconsin on William Whitelaw's goal 6 minutes into the game. That's been it. Who's puck at neutral? Stramel can't reach. Fisher does.
Pass call to coming up against Bucky.
Delayed penalty coming up on Wisconsin. Bantle possesses. Whistle blows. Notre Dame gets a power play and a chance to tie. 16:08 to go in the third. They're going to take Dick.
Yeah, Tyson Dick. And Stramel is very gingerly making his way to the Badger bench. And Andy Rohde, the athletic trainer, right in his pocket as soon as he came onto the bench.
3:52, the time of Tyson Dick's hooking penalty. Notre Dame with its second power play of the night. Went 0-2 last night, 0-1 so far tonight. Badgers penalty kill 89% this season. And even better at home, only one power play goal allowed in 53 chances against. Cilia on the ice with Horbach on this PK. David won the draw. Lodge tied up. Notre Dame after it. Kerr wipes out Slaggart. They hold the zone. Sedum. Left side now Moynihan. Backpedals to the wall. Pressured by Cilia out to Sedum. Open man Knubel. Top of the right. Here's Sedum shot blocked. Came to Knubel. Puts one down low for Slaggart to tap in, and he missed it. He was untouched in the blue paint. Sedum's got it again. Backside. Here's Slagger. Can't get a shot off. Good play by Cilia to cancel that out. Horbach got in the way of Knubel. Now Knubel, Sedum. He's got it. Big right-hander. Left wing. Boynihan's blast. He missed the net off the corner wall. Held in by Knubel. 1:20 to go in the Notre Dame power play. Badgers lead by one. Sedum with it. Now Moynihan low left. Looking. Put one through the crease. Off the stick of Slaggart, but wide. Knubel again to the point man and Sedum. Sedum walks left. Knubel straight away. Steps in. Shoots one. Blocker save made by McClellan. Ricocheted to Moynihan to Sedum. Sedum back to Moynihan left wing. Here's Knubel coming down the slot. Moynihan tough angle shot. Save made by McClellan. Rebound. Slaggart. He scores. Power play goal for Notre Dame. We're tied at one.
Well, it's interesting because that penalty kill unit was out there for over a minute, and at no point in time did they get out of the Badger zone for any significant amount of time, and they were gassed. And I think that the two best defensemen to kill penalties were out there, but with the scramble out in front, it was 3-on-2. Neither Horbach nor Cilia could get back and get anywhere close to that puck. And a power play goal, which was hard-earned, very, very hard-working.
Landon Slaggart's 17th goal this season. It comes at 4:59. The power play goal set up by Trevor Janicki and Patrick Moynihan. So it's a 1-1 game in Madison with 15 minutes left. Landon Slaggart, Chicago Blackhawks third-round pick a few years ago. Only 7 goals as a junior last year, a season-long slump for the very talented Landon Slaggart, who now has 17 Gs tonight. And, you know, he's shooting close to 23%. That's pretty amazing. You don't talk about shooting percentage in hockey, but he shoots 23%.
And that very was selective.
Yeah, he's selective and good. Knows how to convert. 1-1 game. Here comes Strand now. This line last night was very good for Notre Dame. And Carpenter shot off balance right wing. Blocker saved by McClellan. Held in by Janicki, who just took a big hit by Fitzgerald. And now Janicki wants a piece of Fitzgerald. Now the puck in the corner. And Janicki, little swivel away from Fitzgerald. Out to Boltman. His shot low and his stick save made by McClellan. And then Janicki got up high with his stick on Dexheimer. Those two going at it right in front of the net. And a flub by Boltman out near the Badger blue line. Gathered in by Finley. He'll dump it in and needs a change.
Survived that shift.
Yep, 6 minutes into the third. 1-1 game now. Badgers led at 6 minutes in on William Whitelaw's goal. But Slaggart with a game-tying power play goal at 4:59 of the third. Back pressure, Mellenbacher. forces a turnover. Now it's Scholes with it. Pivots back into his own zone. Forechecking is Davis. Davis goes down. Collides with a wall. Mellenbacher on the attack, and he whistles one, and a blocker save made by Bischel. Out to Scholes. He'll put one in front off the knee of the defenseman, Seedham. Gathered in by Fisher. Now Fisher up to the red line and able to send it in. 23-21. Shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin. A 1-1 game. Badgers have already used their timeout. Did that in the second period after an icing. Notre Dame still has its timeout at its disposal. Morlicki stands behind his own net. What's he going to do with it? Taps it off to Lodge. Lodge will skate up the near side boards. And he'll fire it in left corner to right. Tassie cannot keep it alive. It came across the blue line. Kerr tried to hold the zone but got there a little bit late. Now Notre Dame Seedham lifts it out through center. And Daniel Lodge will try to settle it down. Maybe on the third attempt he gets it done. Double teamed on the forecheck, but releases pressure, and here comes Anthony Kerr. Snaps off a pass up to center, and Bantle. Hard to the net goes Cilia, but Bantle had moved the puck to the corner already. And now Danny Nelson to Ali, back to Janicki. They play give and go a couple of times. Janicki backpedaling left circle. His shot goes off the stick of the defenseman Kerr. And now Cilia able to knife it out to Simon Tassie at center, and he'll put one on Bischel, who just guides it over to the far side and the wide open Patrick Moynihan, who coughed it up to Tassie, right side. Down to the corner, he sends the puck for Tyson Dick. Backhand pass to the front of the net, broken up by Harry Nelson. But Dick comes out of there with it. Dick now cycles off the wall for Dexheimer. He shoots one, and where is it? Bischel looked behind him. He made the stop, a collision, loose puck, and now Tassie pulled it free. He gets hammered to the ice. Pile up behind the cage. Bischel appears to be okay. It was Stramel who was out there who pulled it free and got clobbered by Moynihan. And cooler heads prevail, and it looks like everybody's okay.
Yeah, the uncomfortable part of that whole play was the fact that the goaltender was pinned up against the post, and Stramel was hit into the goaltender by the Notre Dame defenseman. Yep. And then it's weird how they just keep letting them knock people down
right
after the play's over.
Yeah. Faceoff to come inside the Notre Dame zone. 11:53 left in the third. Wisconsin 1, Notre Dame 1. Badgers have done so well in the third period this season, outscoring opponents 36-13.
And Charlie Stramel is making his way to the locker room, probably for the injury that he sustained a couple shifts ago.
And he went off on his own, not escorted out. He just went to the door and walked right out. Face off to the left of Bischel. Fitzgerald, Finley, and DeSaint Foul. 11:53 to go in the third, 1-1 game. Puck slides right in front of the goal mouth of Notre Dame, and picked up there by Moynihan, scoops it off the glass, Slaggard backside, and a one-time attempt by Knubel, and he almost lost his arms. He swung so hard to make contact with the puck, he missed. Wow. But he was open inside the left circle.
He was going yard.
Yeah.
There was no question about that.
Sure
he was going to go yard.
Yeah.
Even if I had to screw myself into the ice, I'm going to go yard. Doesn't make any difference.
Face off to the right of Kyle McClellan. Great to have this band here. Good group of crease creatures here as well. Over 10,000 fans on hand here tonight for the series finale, the Badgers and Notre Dame. The Irish 21st in the pairwise rankings. A lot of work to do if it wants to get into the tournament as an at-large. More likely, the only path for Notre Dame would be to win the Big Ten tournament. Wisconsin sitting nicely at number 5 in the pairwise when the evening began. 16 teams make the tournament, all the conference tournament champions do. And Atlantic Hockey and the CCHA don't have a team in the top 20 of the pairwise. Puck back behind the net, chance for Landon Slaggard, couldn't wrap it around though. Now Sawyer Scholl able to knife the puck out through center, foot race. Bantle, can he get Knubel there? Oh, Knubel whacked the stick of Bantle out of his hands. And then Knubel collides with Wisconsin's Fitzgerald, who hits the cage. The Notre Dame net goes down hard. Knubel's going to get 2 minutes for sure. That should be it for slashing.
Yeah, the after the play stuff between Yumi and the gatepost.
Yeah.
This would never happen in pro hockey. after that second shot that was just taken on Fitzgerald when he knocked him down, there would have been somebody out there pummeling him into the ground and saying, don't do that again, young man.
Right. Cole Knubel slashing at 8:39. Badgers get a Kunis power play. Boy, it would be nice to get one here. Dexheimer, left wing, Lucius outside the circle. Dexheimer looks, shoots one. Blocker save made by Bischel. Gliding to his right. Lucius retrieves. Dexheimer, right side, Cilia now from the dot. Put one in front off a skate. Ricocheted back to the right wing. And out to get it is Ben Dexheimer. 11 minutes left in regulation. A 1-1 game here in Madison. Lucius, hash marks left to the goal line. DeSaint foul back to Lucius. Cruz stick handling now to Dexheimer. Pressured by Janicki. Threw it off his stick. Ben able to get it back, though. Lucius now left wing. What's he going to do? And he'll go upstairs and fought off by Bischel. Oh, he went short side on Bischel. Almost snuck it in. Whistle stop play, though.
Yeah, because I think the backside peg by the goaltender got ran into the backside of the net on trying to hold it, and net comes off its mooring. So, well, with a 1:24 seconds, the Badgers have held it in for 36 seconds, held it in the zone pretty much the entire time, and that's a good sign.
Fitzgerald now out with Tassie, Finley, Whitelaw and Palatichuk on this power play, and they drop the puck, but a late whistle. What's going on here?
That's somebody from the crowd. That's not a...
Remember last night? I thought I heard a whistle as I'm calling play-by-play, and I heard a whistle. And now the referees are getting together, and it seemed as if Jonathan Sladek, one of the linesmen, heard a whistle as well, and everything stopped.
Yeah, and in fact, Tassie was going into the corner, and he just held up, and so did the Notre Dame defenseman. Weird.
Little confusion here. Right now, the plan is to have a face-off to the right of Notre Dame goaltender Ryan Bischel, and they will. 1-1 game, 10:40 to go here in the third. Face-off slides to the far side near the blue line, held in by Whitelaw, who hammers it around to the stick of Finley. Couldn't play it cleanly. He's got it now, though. To the goal line left, and Tassie just can't play the puck. Got caught up in his skates. He was twirling around. Pulled free, though, by Wisconsin's Fitzgerald. Palatichuk shot. Redirect to Tassie. And in. Power play goal, Simon Tassie. 2-1 Wisconsin.
Well, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it the old-fashioned way. Dig the puck out of the corner, let the defenseman shoot, and put it in the net. It's not a fancy passing play. It's just shoot the biscuit, and it'll go in.
9:39, the time of Simon Tassie's power play goal. His 11th goal this season, 7th on the power play, gives Wisconsin a 2-1 lead with 10:21 left here in the third.
And no offense to Simon Tassie, but that was a beautiful tip. That was an awesome tip.
Wow. Tassie tips the shot at Palatichuk. Joe with a helper, his 13th assist. He's got 15 points, make it 16 points tonight, 14 assists, 16 points for the season for Palatichuk. And Christian Fitzgerald, who had a big goal last night, gets the secondary helper on Tassie's go-ahead power play goal, 2-1 Wisconsin. Scholl knocked down at the Notre Dame blue line, no penalty. Steele, Horbach put it towards the front of the net off the paddle of Bischel's stick, and out to center it comes. Badgers have been so good in the third period this season, outscoring opponents 36-13 coming in. They gave up one for Notre Dame to tie here in the third, but get it back on a power play by Simon Tassie at 9:39. And now the pass to Janicki, deflected off the glass deep into the Wisconsin zone. Notre Dame in the midst of a change. Wisconsin with numbers out of its own end. Scholl's ahead to Scholl, and he snapped off a pass for Tassie, icing. But had yet to gain the red line. Icing called on the Wisconsin Badgers. RBC Wealth Management wishes the Wisconsin Badger men's hockey team a great season. RBC Wealth Management, the presenting sponsor of this 75th season.
Well, we talked about how special teams was the icebreaker for, and sure enough, it's a power play goal by Notre Dame and a power play goal by the Badgers to make it even more intense.
Yep. Notre Dame with the puck will dump it in. Behind McClellan it goes. Palatichuk after it. Able to poke it ahead to Tassie. Pulled free by Simon. Palatichuk got hit pretty good. And now Lucius waiting for the puck to get to him instead of going to get it, gave it away. Janicki throws one right through the blue paint. Out high, blue line shot by Harry Nelson on goal, and an easy save from McClellan, and he hangs on. There's 9:07 to go in the third. Timeout on the ice. Wisconsin has regained the lead, 2-1 over Notre Dame. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Out is jumping here at the Kohl Center. Following Simon Tassie's go-ahead power play goal, 2-1 Wisconsin, 9:05 left in the third. Bantle can't pick up the breakout pass from Scholes, but then it's launched into the air down to the Notre Dame zone. No icing. Badgers just
sandwich.
Get it out of there. And now Notre Dame will come back the other way. Janicki hands off to Danny Nelson. He'll dump it in. Can't get around Scholes, though. Those two teammates with a national team program a year ago. Now back out to neutral ice, and Fisher, a wheeling pass to the right wing, and Seedham gains the red line, and he'll send it in. Round to the left corner. Horbach took a hit from behind by Fisher. Puck freed by the Irish. They'd throw it to the near corner now of the Wisconsin zone. Janicki picks up the puck out high right and fires one off the mark. Back behind the cage it goes. It bounces off the side of the netting. Cilia fights through the stick check of Janicki and comes out of his own zone with it. Taps ahead to Horbach. 8:10 to go in the third. 2-1 Wisconsin. Simon Tassie, go-ahead goal on the power play just a few moments ago. Look out, puck out at center. 4-on-3 for Notre Dame to our right. Knubel with it. They're onside. Finds a man, Moynihan. Can't get a shot off. Now he does. It pinballs around through a couple of skates, and then the Badgers able to pitch it out to the near side, and Whitelaw gained the red line, and he'll fire it in. Whitelaw took a pretty good hit from Mastro Domenico after releasing the puck.
I think Whitelaw is one of those people who's going to take a pretty good hit from everybody
right.
As soon as he gets rid of the puck.
Drew Bavaro hammers it in. Around to the far side wall. It bounces free to Daniel Lotch. Lodge will turn 22 years old on Tuesday, Ian. You're only three times older than him.
Exactly. And I'm sure he'll be the first one to remind me.
Yes. Yep.
Daniel and I have a pretty good go-round about the booming metropolis of Altoona, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. And Sawyer Scholl turns 22 on Wednesday. You haven't talked much to him about Medford, Wisconsin, but can always get into it. The Badgers trying to clear. Leaping was Finley. Couldn't play the puck. It bounces around now. Quinn's got it. Skates it out to center. 7 minutes to go in the third. Badgers lead 2-1. Finley. Left wing pass. De St. Foul. No place to shoot. Borlicki now out near the blue line. Bumps it back behind the net. Finley protecting with Janicki on him. Trying to set up Fitzgerald. He got his stick on it. Back Kander and Bischel with his stop. And hangs for a faceoff. 6:47 to go in the third. 2-1 Wisconsin.
I'm pretty sure Christian wished that he had gotten that at his forehand or been able to pull it to his forehand, because goaltender Bischel is very familiar with this type of play. It comes right out to him. He's on his backhand. Just face the puck, spread yourself out, make yourself as big. It's got to be a perfect shot in order to beat him in that position.
Nice play by Fitzgerald, too, to kick the puck with his right skate to his stick to get that backhander off. But Bischel up to the task. He's got 27 saves here tonight. Wisconsin, though, with a lead, 2-1. Sawyer Scholl out to the point, Palatichuk. He'll send it back to the corner. All around to the right corner it goes. Pinching in was Dexheimer. Mellenbacher after it. Pressured by Davis, but walks off the wall. Turns back to the point.
Oh.
Dexheimer couldn't catch it off the wall. It bounced over his stick, and the Badgers touch up. Palatichuk Feed to Lucius off a stick. Bounces free, and Davis has it. Cutting him off with Scholl. Just took the puck away. Sawyer Scholl, right wing. What's he going to do? Looks backside and caught by Lucius. Backhander didn't get on net. In net, though, is Mellenbacher. Wrap around Sawyer Scholl. He scores! He scores! Is it a good goal? It is! Yes. 3-1 Wisconsin!
Well, that caught everybody by surprise, including the goaltender, Bischel. And there's going to be contention on this one, I think. Bischel is saying goaltender interference.
Well, one of the Badgers was in the net. The puck went behind the net, and Sawyer Scholl picked it up and wrapped it around and in as Mellenbacher got back up on his skates and exited the Notre Dame cage.
Yeah, I don't know how Mellenbacher ended up there. That's the question in my mind. Is.
Yeah, they're going to take a look at video review to determine whether or not Mellenbacher interfered with a goaltender. He was in the goal, Mellenbacher was.
Yes.
So we'll see if they count this or not. Would be a big goal, though, for Sawyer Scholl, who's got a couple so far this season. For the referees, Jonathan Sitarski and Brett DeRozier will take a look. Hey, Badger Hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. Bischel was well out of his net. And actually, Mellenbacher, when he came sliding through the low slot, slid through.